Okay, let's get into Arla Daf Lamed Gimel, the last couple of lines here of the second parak of Maseches Arla. And we have been talking about Kutchim and Pigel. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. Let's first just do the first couple of lines here that we are up to. So we're on Lamed Beis and Mabeis. We're up to Machlokas or Reish Lakish, Reb Shimon Lakish Amar. So we're up to third to last line. This is going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had quoted the case, as we spoke about in the last year. You have three pieces of meat that are of Isser. Either one is carbon, right, and that was machlokas yesterday, whether it's kachi kalam or kachi kachim. One's a carbon, one's pigel, one's nosar. And they were cooked with chulin pieces of meat. So the Mishnah says, our version of the Mishnah has a machlokas, which is parallel to the machlokas earlier. Is Isser to the Tanakama holds that there's an Isser to the Zarim, to a non-Kohen, because they're all mitzarif to each other, because they're min echad. They're all meat. They could be combined and aser. Reb Shimon says no, Reb Shimon says it's mutter. But it's clear that the following Gemara that we're about to have did not have that second line of Reb Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon Matir, Lazarim Lakonim, that line did not appear in the Mishnah that was in front of the Yerushalmi, because there's going to be a machlokas whether Rabbi Shimon would agree in that case or not. Again, our version of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon argues, but the machlokas Amoraim, so it's clear that they didn't have that line of the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Machlok, but Machlokas. Rish Lakish says, as our Mishnah has it, Rish Lakish would say, this line of the Mishnah is subject to machlokas. Rather, Tanakama would say mitztarif, Rabbi Shimon would argue and say they're not mitztarif, because they're different shemos isser. One is a karban, and one is pigol, and one is nosar. They're different shemos isser, even though they're min echa, they're all meat, but it's not enough to be mitztarif, and therefore it's going to be mutter to zarm and to kohanim. So Rish Lakish says that's like the version that our Mishnah has. Rabbi Yochanan amar divrei akol. Rabbi Yochanan would say no. Rabbi Yochanan would say that divrei akol, meaning Rabbi Shimon would agree in the case of the Mishnah, just like Rabbi Shimon agrees in the Seifa of the Mishnah, where we have Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalim, and he holds that's one Shem Isser, so too, in the Reisha, we would say it's all one Shem Isser. What would be one Shem Isser? At root, Pigel and Nosar are Karbanos. At root. It starts off as a Karban. You're right, it becomes a problematic Karban. It becomes Pigel and Nosar, but it starts off as a Karban. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, Rabbi Shimon would agree that it's all Shem Echad. It's all Shem Echad, and therefore he would agree in that case. Says the Gemara, that sounds right. Isn't it all Karbanos? So what's the Svara for Reish Lakish? The Kashal Rabbi Shimon and Lakish. Well, what's the Svara for Reish Lakish to say that Rabbi Shimon would argue, like our version of the Mishnah, but what's his Svara? Lokin, Savrin, and Meimar, didn't we say earlier in the Masechta, Kulhon, when you had Truma, and Shumas Meiser, and Chala, Kulhon, Lashon, Truma, Mitztarfin, right? We had way back earlier, the Gemara said that when you have different Trumas, like we said on Tezayin and Mabez earlier, when it's all Truma, so then it's Mitztarif to each other. All Trumas, all Shemos Isra of Truma. V'ko Yitzarfa Kulon. So here too, it should all be Mitztarif. Why? Because Lashon Tuma, right, in the Seifa of the Mishnah, Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalam are Mitztarif combined with each other because they're all included. They're all the same Isser of eating a carbon Batuma for Lashon Zaris. And in the Reisha, we should say that it is all equal. Mitzad Ezar, carbon, pigel, and nosar are all asar. Right? So there's the different levels of punishment, yeah, but it's all should be lashon zara. So why isn't it mitztarif? It's kasher Reish Lakish. The Gemara answer is no. Savar Shimon Lakish kahada. Reish Lakish has a Tana that has it explicitly. Again, like our Mishnah has it. Tetani bar kapara, chaticha shal kodesh, vishal pigav, vishal nosar, shizbashim chatichos, rishimim matir, vicham mosrim. So the svara has to be there. Rishimim Lakish, Reish Lakish would say they're different Shimon Sisar. No, don't tell me pigel and osar is exactly like mi'ila, like a karban, or the different shemos isser, and therefore they're not mitztarif according to Rabbi Shimon, but the Chachamim would say that they are mitztarif. Okay, so we spoke about yesterday a little bit these issues of kachim. We spoke about the Rambam Sakdama, but there are a number of issues of interesting issues of pigel. So pigel, as we said, is an issur daraisa to eat pigel kares. If one eats a pigel again, and it's where an earlier part of the avoda was done, amanas to do the later avoda shelo bizmano shchita amanas laso zrika shelo bizmano zrika amanas lahakter emurin. Shalom Bismano, right, that's pigel. The word pigel, interestingly, the Ksava Kabbalah talks about what does the word pigel mean. See, he thinks it means from the word, sometimes the letters flip in Aramaic. He quotes a couple of Rishonim, but he says it could be like the word plag, a split. You've split like pluktis and machlokas. You've split the appropriate kavana from the maisa, and that creates pickle. But there are a number of issues. So eating pickle is not isser. What about creating pickle on the kohen? For a kohen to have a pickle thought. So the Rambam says that's an Issa Daraisa. Where is that Asa? Where does it say that it's Issa Daraisa? The Rambam says in Hilchas Psulei HaMukdashim. Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Yud Ches, says the Rambam, if somebody, one is not allowed to be Matal Mum B'Kachim, if there's a carbon, and right, this was the Kohanim were chashed for by Bechor animals to do this because they wanted to eat the Bechor. Bechor turns into chulin if it gets a mum. So the Rambam says, Kol machashiv machshava shein anachona b'kachim. If anybody thinks an inappropriate thought by kachim, a Kohen thinks shalo lishma, means a different type of carbon, or shalo bismano, shalo bimkomo. All of those Rambam says, Harei zeh over below sase, shari you omer lo yichashev. Said the Rambam, "Mi lo yechashev teaches me shebechlal din ze shelo yafsid hakachim b'machshava. Don't ruin the kachim with your thought. Shaharei ze dome lamatamu b'kachim. It's just like you're cutting off the ear of the animal, just like you're physically mutilating the animal. This is spiritually mutilating the animal, and you've ruined it." And so it's matamu b'kachim. V'yafal pikin in oloke she'ena machshava ma'isa, but it's lav she'en b'ma'isa. Slavshim b'maisa on behalf on the part of the chachamim, part of the kohen, and therefore you're not going to get malchus. But that's the Rambam hamatol mum b'kachim. If you look in the likutim in the back of the Frankel on this Rambam Yurches Aleph, he quotes from the Brisker Rav the issue of minyan mitzvahs. Right, the Mishnah Melech also here. The Mishnah Melech here quotes from the Ramban. The Ramban in he adds on. He adds on one of the losase dalid kol machashiv machshav shein nechona b'kachim over belav de losisbach l'shem kol tovara pirusho dibur ra. The Ramban counts it as one of the losases, right? That he says that the Rambam forgot. Says the Griz now v'tzarach iyun im gam b'machshav shelo lishma b'chatos upesach dipsula havye b'chlal hay losase. Right, like what's included? Pickle is included. That really ruins the carbon. Really ruins the carbon. But what about a case of machshava? That's pigle ruins the carbon in all cases. Shalol lishma most of the time doesn't ruin the carbon. Meaning if I'm thinking about an ol and I'm thinking shlamim or the opposite, that doesn't ruin the carbon. That's the first mission. Zvachim. It's kasher v'lo all the bialim shem chova. But I caused damage to the owner because he has to bring another carbon. But the griskarav here as the suffix, does the case of machshava she'ina nechona, does that include by chatos and pesach shalolishma does pasul? And then he says, look in Rashi bebekama dafei. So that's a much discussed Rashi. Rashi bebekama dafei, that's where all the avos nezikin are quoted. So one of the avos nezikin is mefagel. Mefagel. So what's mefagel? So Rashi unusually says there, mefagel, Rashi quotes, the example of pigel is, kohen sheshachad karbono she yisrael chatos l'shem shlamim. When you have a chata, jin shechtel l'shem shlamin, that's mefagel. And everybody asks, the Pnei Yeshua and the other achronim ask, that's not mefagel. Mefagel is when you think shalom bismano. When you think the wrong carbon, that's called shalom lishma. That's not called mefagel. So why does Rashi say that? L'chara kasha, amai inam afarish kipshuto. This is from the Brisker Rav still. B'machshev es chus lizmano dikri pigle. Right, why don't you say pigle? Pasha pshata pigle. So says the Brisker Rav, because machshev es chus lizmano, Ika losa se umalkus al hakravaso. By a chutz lizmano, there would be, the Rambam says no malkus. Maybe the Ramban would say there is malkus. There's a malkus on the hakrava. That's where the mice is. If you're makriv, a mufugal carbon, you're going to get malkus for that. And eno loke umishale. Right? You can't, as we know, you can't get two punishments. That's why Rashi, right? Rashi's talking about an avanezek. Mufugal is an avanezek. He can't give the punch up shot of pigle, says the Brisker Rav. Because then he won't be chayev mamon. That's what he has to talk about. Machshavas shalol lishma that doesn't have a lo sase on its hakrava, and that's why he'd be chayev mamon because there is no malchus. That's a much discussed Rashi in that world. Interesting. The Rambam and the Ravid also discuss this. The Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchas Chovel Mazik. The Rambam quotes this halacha where is it? Kohanim piglu. Hakohanim she piglu as a zevach. The Rambam says. Perek zayin alacha dalin. Avichas chovel umazik. A kohen damages my property. I gave him a carbon. I expected him to do a good job. And he messed up on purpose. He's chayiv to pay me. If he did a peshogeg, fine, but he's chayiv to pay me. The Ravid says, what do you mean chayiv to pay you? Shibushu, shafilu asa maisa begufon, lamantar hezek shironika losh mehezek, patu medini adam. It's hezek shironikar. The kaimel akavasa, we paskin hezek shironikar, losh mehezek. The time of the milsu, we should say miskavin lahasek, elalahana asa hu miskavim, shuachi lo kansul amazin. But that's the Ravid. The Ravid wonders how the Rambam could say that Kohanim Shepiglu are going to be chayiv to pay. Machlokas Rambam Ravid here. The Mishnah Malach also discusses this Rashi that was discussed. Then he quotes different days. Okay, so we'll have to stop that there regarding our issues of Pigle. Maybe one final thought. The Chashuk Yechemed, Rav Zilberstein in Psachim on Daf Samach Gimel quotes Achronim, who quote, what happens if a Kohen knows, somebody gave him the Kohen Pesach to be Makriv. So the Kohen knows that this guy has Chametz in his house. There's an Isser for the owner, whoever has Chametz, lo sisbach al Chametz dam zivchi. So that would be an Isser, to shech the Kohen Pesach when the Baalim has Chametz. So what about if the Kohen is mefagel the carbon on purpose in order to save the owner from a Isser da'araisa? So he says, "Ilu loay mefagel hayabala chamis loka lo shishcha chamis dam zivchi." For case I de pigo lo loke im kain ulai lo yitzarech hakohen l'shalem al pigulo. Maybe you won't have to pay in that case. Ki amnem hifsed as a carbon. Ach meidach hitzlas bayil of a malchus. Right? What does he do? He was mafsed the carbon, but he saved the owner from malchus. So that's a question. But Sarach Ian im domel l'sheila senu. And so the Chashuk Yechemed says, is this similar to a case where a guy steals a car, and as he's driving away with the car, he sees there's a kid in the back seat, and he saw the kid would have been suffocated or whatever heat stroke if he didn't break into the car. So he drives him straight to the hospital and saves his life. Does he have to pay for the car? So is this like that? Is this like that? Im domel l'sheila senu. Okay, so that's. Does Kavana play a role, or is just the Maisa? Okay, let's continue. Says the, again, there's a lot more about Pigle and other issues, but we will continue now in the third parak here of Arla. Parak Beged Shetzva'o. So, a Beged, we know Arla is Asur not only Ba'achila, it's Asur Ba'hana'a. Arla is Asur to get benefit from. Right, also to get benefit from. How do you know that? So the Gemara in Psachim discusses that. Psachim on Daf Chav Beis, Amid Beis. The Gemara says there's three Lashonos of Arla that are used. It says, right, what does the Pasuk say by Arla? Va'araltem Arla so es pirio, shalosh shanim yelachem, arelim lo yeachel. So araltem Arla so arelim. Three Lashonos of Arla. So that's the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Chav Beis, Amid Beis. One is that it's also to eat. One is that it's usher to get benefit from, and one that it's usher to dye. To dye, D-Y-E, it's usher to dye your clothing with the pigment of the peels of the arla fruit. So that's what the Gemara says. Arla, drachman amar arim lo yachel, v'tani arim lo yachel, ein li, ela isra achila. Minayin shalo yeni mimenu, shalo yitzva bo, v'lo yadlik bo esaner, tamalomar v'aratam arla so, arim lo yachel, rabos es kulam. Rabos is kulam. Right, so we have a number of sources, DP Isra Achila, Isra Na, and Isra of dying. Tosfos there asked the obvious question of, if there's one pasuk that teaches me there's an Isra to get benefit from Arla, then what do you need a specific pasuk to tell me a specific benefit is Usr? Right, dying my clothing is a specific benefit. So why, the pasuk already says it's Usr Bahana. As Tosfos there in Psachim Chafes, V'im Tomar, Kiva Danafka Lanta Asur Bahana, Amai Itzrich Lesser Tzviyav Advaka. What do you need a separate Lashon of Arla to Asur coloring and lighting fire with it? Right, that's included in Asur Bahana. Says Tosfos, that's not tangible. If I sell Arla, I get money in my pocket. If I smell Arla, maybe that's more tangible. But just coloring, v'omeri, d'salke daitach, d'tzviya lo chashiv hana'a, d'lo havi ala chazusa ba'alma. Just an appearance. I have a shirt beforehand, it was white, now it's red. Is that tangible? Tosfos says, maybe that's just appearance. Also lighting with fire. I would have thought it's being destroyed as I use it. So maybe it's more lakula. So Tosfos says that's why you need a separate makar to teach me. Even those types of hana are also usur. Good. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah says, Begesh et Svo Beklife Arla. If I have a Beged, I have a shirt that I dyed with the peels of Arla that had some pigment on the inside, and I soaked it with water, with dye. So Yidalek. So that's Usr. That's Usr Banan. You have to burn it. We mentioned, right, last week, a couple days ago, the four Nisrafin that the Mishnah says at the end of Tumura, right, Rabbi Yehuda's Chametz, and Truma Temeya, Arla, and Kilei Akarim. Those are the four Nisrafins. Here it says, Yidalek. What's the source that has to be burned? So if you remember Rashi in Tumura, the end there, Daflama Gimel, says it's a Hekish to Kilei Akarim. Kilei Akarim is Pentukdash. Pentukdash. Hek, the Tukdash is Lashon of burning. So Pentukdash is burning. So we have a Hekish. Other Rishonim aren't so convinced. We don't have a Beferish Gemara that says they have to burn a source for burning our law. So some say it's a Durabanan. Durabanan, you don't want it lying around, so it's good just to get rid of it and to burn it. So if a beged that you call with the yidalek has to be burned. Nisari v'acherim kulam yidalku de'ver b'meir. Meir says, and even if this shirt gets mixed up with 100 shirts, with 500 shirts, you have to burn it. You have to burn all of them. It's not batel. It's min b'mino eno batel. It's not batel. Why? Why is a shirt not batel? Marafolda says, because Meir holds, this is a dover chashuv. Dover, it's something that you count out. Esha darko limnos, makadesh. Right, something that you count out when you buy shirts. You buy a specific number of shirts. Right, so if you buy a specific number of shirts, that shows it's chashim, and therefore it's not going to be batal. So your mayor says, you have an arla shirt, it's not going to be batal, because any of the shirts could be the one, and that's asr b'ana. V'chachamim omrim, yalu b'echad umasayin. V'chachamim say, no, it's batal. It's batal, and what arla is batal in, that's 200. Right, so if you have a 200 shirts, and this one shirt that got mixed in, 201, so that would be mutter. The Rambam paskins this way. The Rambam in Ma'achalos Asuros. Ma'achalos Asuros isn't only about food. The Rambam quotes this halacha. Perek Tezayin halacha chaf. Beged shetzva'o. Right, this beged that you colored, beklife arla yisareth, has to be burnt. Nisareth ba'acherim yala bechon matayim. Right, the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, that is batel 1 in 200. Two comments by the Noseh Kalim. The Radvaz, first of all, says, Ya'ale. It will go up and it will be batel. Says the Radvaz, it sounds like from the Rambam that it's b'dieved. If it got mixed up in 1 in 201, so then it will be batel. But isn't this all an Isser Durabanan? Dover Chashiv not being batel, an Isser Durabanan. And by an Isser Durabanan, we've said often over the last couple of months, Mevatlan Isser L'Chadchila. Once something is mixed up, ein mevatel nisr l'chadchila. You can't be mevatel in nisr l'chadchila, whether it's a deraisa or it's a derabanan. But once it got mixed up, once there was a mix-up already, there's just not enough to be mevatel, then by an nisr derabanan, you can add in more. So ask the Radvaz. The Rambam sounds like, even if it got mixed up, you know, it's not good enough. And you're not allowed to add on. So the Radvaz says, no, maybe you have to re-understand the Rambam. Mashim Diver Rabbeinu, says the Radvaz. Shim Nisari Bechel Masayim Yalev, Im Nisari Bepachel, Bize Eim Avalen, Lechad Chila. Vavade She'im B'tayro, Vazem Yisrei Torah, Lemid Rabbanan. V'kaimalam Avalen, Nisid Rabbanan, Lechad Chila. So it says the Radvaz, you have to re-understand the Rambam. V'hilkach Ya'alu Pirusho, Ma'alin Oso, Be'echad Umasayim. V'kakach Hasu Bepir, Shem Mishnah Behetya. No, Ma'alin, Ya'alu means you can. You can add on more shirts to be mevatelit, because this is an issur d'rabbanan shenis arev, and therefore you can be mevatel. That's the Radvaz on the Rambam. If you look in the Lechem Mishnah on the Rambam, he asks another amazing question. Again, and he comes up with an important yesod. Right, in our Mishnah, right, you have this dye, that dye from Arla, that color the beged. Was that the only source of coloring? What do you do with the dye? Let's say you squeeze out the dye into a pot, you put the pot on the fire, right, and you cooked it up, and then you put the shirt in, and that's how you dyed it. Ask the Lechem Mishnah, isn't that what we have spoken about recently, Zev Zeh Goreim? It's the dye and the fire that are both combining to color the shirt. And don't we hold Zev Zeh Goreim as mutter? So why is this usser? That's the Lechem Mishnah's kasha. V'im tomar v'abegech et svo b'klifei arla, Zev Zeh Goreim hu, sh'atseva haba eino ela al yidei hasamanim shel arla, v'ha'or shel heter, ta'asamanim below ar lo avdi klum. Right, if you don't have any fire, if it's not hot, it's not going to color the beged. So why isn't that Zev Zeh Goreim? Two sources, one is mutter, therefore it should be mutter. V'yesh lomar, wow. Says the Lechem Mishnah, Zev Zeh Goreim is only when there's a parallel between the Zez. They're doing the same thing. Remember we had by nutrition earlier in the Masechta, you know, is getting nourished by a young tree and an old tree. So there they're doing the same thing. But V'yishloma here is just two different sources. You can't put him zev zegorim. It's two zes. The eno nikra zev zegorim. She eno ose ha'or ma she osim ha'samanim. She ze ose po'el ha'chamimus. Kedei she yekabel ha'tseva. Va'samanim osim po'el ha'tseviya. V'lakach. Kivan she enam gormim l'davar echad eno nikra zev zegorim. V'lo avi kamo atzi iser v'atzi heter. It's not like wood. We have mutter wood and aser wood. That's they do the same thing. Dechad Rabbeinu Lekaman, Davi Zev Zegorim. Bepnei Sheshneim Osim Poel Hahavara VaHachamimus. V'chein Zevel De Iser V'Karka De Heter Shneim Osim Davar Echad. So that's what the Lecha Mishnah quotes, and he quotes it from a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. But that's the Yesod Gadol in Zev Zegorim. That's only when they're doing the same. They're doing the same Gorim. They're Gorim the same thing. But if they're two different. Sources, two different actions, then it's not a example of Zev Zegori. Good. Says the Gemara now. So, Beged, Shetzvah, Beklifa, Arlo, Yidalik, Vachulu. So, the Mishnah said, you have a Beged that was colored with the peel, Klipim. The peel of Arla. So, it's clear that the peels of a fruit are also included in the Isser of Arla. What if they're not edible? Still Usser. Because Arla is Asr Bahana. Arla is Asr Bahana. So, says the Gemara. So, what's the source? How do you know that the peels of Arla are also included? So, two days. Ksiv va'araltem Arla so es pirio. That's the pasuk. Is tani tani bisamach lapirio? Maybe es means next to. What's next to the fruit? What's next to the fruit? Right? Peels and, as we'll see, shells. Seeds, vis tani tani, ba orel es perio. And the other drush is, aralten means orel, to enclose, to go around, to surround the fruit. Anything that surrounds the fruit. So both of these include the peel. Peel is next to the fruit, and peel surrounds the fruit. But as we're going to see, there is a difference between them. Not by peel, but for seeds. Man da amar, so we're going to flip the gears here. Man da amar, bisamach le perio. According to the opinion that says, the one, it's if it's next to the fruit, it's aser, klif and vagarin and b'mashmas. That would include peels and seeds. Because a seed is next to the fruit. But man to amar ba'orel is perio. But if you say the limud is what surrounds the fruit, klif and b'mashmas below garin, then that would only include peels are included in the iser of arla, but not seeds. Because seeds are not, don't surround. So if the drush is, to, that's the, whatever it surrounds, then it's not going to be usser. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. Let's say that's true. Let's say it goes by only what surrounds and the seeds are not included. But everybody agrees that seeds are usser. So where would you know that from? Vigarina minayin. Where would you know that from? Havisofche lemeimar, lemaisa, you're going to have to come on to the other drusha. Es pirio basamach lapirio. So you got to come onto the other drasha anyway. So it must be, according to this line of the Gemara, it must be that the araltem arla ba'orilis perio is not a drasha for anything, because you don't need it, because you're gonna have to say the other drasha of samach lapirio, and that could memela include peel and seeds. So therefore, it must be that drasha is not a correct drasha. Sounds like, until we have the next line of the Gemara. Is the boy? Some say no. Some say even if you have the orel as perio, it might include seeds. Why? Is the boy nishmina menada? Maybe you could have the following. Va'araltem arla so es pirio. What does that mean? Davar shehu orel es pirio, upirio arlo. Maybe you could go in both directions. Whether it surrounds the fruit, or the fruit surrounds it. Right? Either way, so meaning it's either the peel or the seeds. And maybe that's the drasha. The drasha is davar vehipucho. It's whether aratam arlo so es perio, or the Rasir Leo, the Marafola, says you can learn the word es to mean min. Aratam arlo so min perio, from the fruit. The fruit surrounds it. So either way, these are the two drushas, but orel es perio, or just es samach le perio, to include peels. Nafkamina, we said maybe a seeds, but we said that can't be a nafkamina, because seeds are for sure usser. So we say even the orel es perio learns it. Aurelis Pirio Arlo. Period. Okay, now we get to a big topic. This topic is discussed at length in Meseches Psachim. It's going to be discussed here as well, and that's Chizkiah and Rabbi Elazar or other shitos. And that is Rabbi Yehovah B'Shem Rabbi Elazar. So here's the name of Rabbi Elazar. What does Rabbi Elazar say? Kol makom shenemar, whenever a lashon in the Torah says, don't eat something, don't eat, it shall not be eaten. Right, the Gemara in Psachim has a deya like that, but we'll get to that a little bit later. But here, the first deya is Kamakar Shnemar Lo Socha, Lo Socha, Lo Ye Achlu. Whenever it says "Don't eat," it shall not be eaten. That doesn't only include eating. Atofes Isser Hanaya Ki Isser Achila. Right, Rabbi Yevo Shita, Rabbi Yevo Neir Rabbi Lazar. Whenever it says in the Torah "Don't eat," it really means don't get benefit from either. Until, unless the Torah goes out of its way to say Beferish, that benefit is mutter. Achi yavo akasav yifarish lacha, and to explain to you, kishem shapirish lacha, bibasar min achaya min avela, to change the girsa, just like the Torah tells you, by flesh from a live animal, or nevela, an animal that died without shechita. By both of those, the Torah goes out of its way to say, you're allowed to eat it. Don't eat it, you're allowed to eat it. Right, so if we say that, so it must be that usually don't eat it means, don't get benefit from it. If the Torah then goes out of its way to say, but you can eat it, so it's mashpa that the more general, whenever it says don't eat it, it generally means don't get benefit. Where do you see this? The Gemara quotes the Psukim. Ma pirish lacha b'basar menachai. Where does it say it by basar menachai? U'basar basada trefa lo sochelu. Right, that the Pashup shot is about a trefa, about an animal that that was wounded, but the Gemara learns in the Torah Shabbat Peh that this is also talking about basar menachai. Basar that comes from an animal, don't eat, lakelav tashlichu noso. Give it to the dog. So what do you need the pasuk to tell me? Give it to the dog. It says, don't eat it. Okay, don't eat it. I won't eat it. Giving it to the dog, I'm allowed to do anything what I want with it. The fact that it says, give it to the dog, it must be that without that, I would have thought that you can't give it to the dog. Meaning it's even aser bahana'a. Right, that is the makar by trefa. And umapirish bin nevela, that's the makar by basar menachai. What's the makar by nevela? Same thing. Lo soch lo kol nevela, don't eat nevela, an animal that died without shechita. La gerish ebesharecha tedenevachala, give it to a Ger Toshav, O Machal Nachrio, give it to a guy. But what do you see from there? That's also, what, of course, you could give it. It just says, don't eat it. It must be that I would have thought, Lo Sochlu includes even Hana. The Marafolda here says, why don't you use this to teach me in Kala Tarakula, that is only Asr Ba'achila? The answer is, this is Shnei Ksuvin and Banke Echad. These are two psukim that are telling me the same thing. If they're telling me the same thing, it must be that these are the exceptions, not the rule. If there was a rule to learn from it, then I would just have one pasuk. And that one pasuk can be megalav to me, the rule. The fact that it has two pasukim, it must be ein melamdim. So again, Rabbi Yevoh, the name of Rabbi Elazar, says, whenever it says don't eat, it means don't get benefit. Don't get benefit, automatically don't get benefit. Tosfos Psachim, interesting. Again, going back to that same sugya, Chaf Aleph Mabez Psachim. This is where this sugya comes up in the second parak. It says, according to Rabbi Yevoh, every Isser Achila really includes Isser Hana'ah. It says by Chametz, Ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrasa. Whoever eats chametz gets kares. So according to Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Yevoh, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, asked Tosfos, you should get kares for Hana'ah from chametz. And we know that's not true, we think. Right, you only get a kares for eating chametz, not for having chametz in your house and not for getting benefit. But one second, if every iser achila always means iser hana, as Tosfos, v'im tomar yehi nehena michametz bepesach v'kares, toksiv ki kol ochel chametz v'nechrusa, v'chitei ma'achanami. And if you want to say, yeah, you're right, according to this day, yeah, that's true. No. Because the Gemara later on, we're going to have the sheet of Chizkiah who argues in the story of Rabbi Yevoh. The Gemara is going to look for an afkamina between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yevoh. And if it's true that Rabbi Yevoh would say you get kares for hana'ah from chametz, it should have said that as an afkamina. It did not say that, so it must be that everybody agrees that you will not get kares for hana'ah. But why not? According to Rabbi Yevoh, it's included in the Isra Achila. The Omeri, the Ri says there's a difference. Delo ye'achel velo sochal yafina milo sochlu, aval ki kol ochel lo yafina milo yochlu. Ki kol ochel chametz is not the same as lo tocha lo tochlu. Lo yachlu. Say for the different lashon, a different lashon, and Rabbi Yevoh would not say that that includes. So this is Rabbi Yevoh Shita. Says the Gemara, Tani Chizkiah upalig. Rabbi Chizkiah found a brisa that argues why. Because there's a brisa that quoted the psukim that we just had earlier by Basar Menachai, and the Gemara, the brisa says, V'chi mi asr lakelef. Who asked it to the dog? Meaning, of course, it's mutter to the dog. Meaning the mentality is that when it says don't eat, it just means don't eat. And that's why the Brisa says, why does it say the dog? And you have to come up with a different limud. The Marafoldi here quotes the limud. You know what that limud is? Give it to the dog only because it's chulin. But if it's chulin, shenishchutu, give it to the dog. Okay, another limud. But either way, the raya that Chizkia brings is from this Brisa, is that the Brisa has this mentality of course it's mutter to the dog. So why would you think it's usser? So major machlokas, Rabbi Avo and Chizkia. Whenever it says in the Torah, don't eat something, does it mean don't eat and don't get benefit from it? Automatically, Rabbi Avo, or no, it just means don't eat it. That's Chizkia. Now we're going to ask many kashas. Let's start. Vaksiv by chalev, non-kosher fat. Kol chalev shar v'chesev eiz lo sochlu. It says don't eat non-kosher fat, and we know there's only an isra of eating there. Me'ata tatov is isra hanoa l'isra chilo. So why don't you say it's both? Is isra hanoa too? Answer, no. Because there the Torah goes out of its way to matter it. Shan yehid, v'chsiv v'chilev nevelev v'chilev treifa, yei aseh l'chom l'achov v'cholo sochlu. So just like the other two, here it says, beferish, only eating. V'haksiv rakadam osochelu, what about by blood? It says, don't eat blood. And therefore you just say blood is asr bana. Me'ata tatov is isr anav kizr achila. And we know that's not true. We know dam is mutr bana. Again, answer, shan yehid, v'chsiv alaretz yishbechanu kamayin. There's a special pasuk by blood. Pour it on the floor like water. What's the like water? Mamayim mutarim ba'anoya, aftaram mutarim ba'anoya. It's a special hekesh. We compare it just like water is mutar ba'anoya, so too blood is mutar ba'anoya. And therefore, again, a separate pasuk that is used. But again, so far, Rabbi Avo is saved, and he's defended that whenever it says don't eat, it really means don't benefit. Again, very big topic here, which we're starting. We'll do as much as we could do. Okay, we'll stop here.